Bumper the White Rabbit. Story I where Bumper came from. There was once an old woman who had so many rabbits that she hardly knew what to do. They ate her out of house and home, and kept the cupboard so bare she often had to go to bed hungry. But none of the rabbits suffered this way. They all had their supper, and their breakfast, too, even if there wasn't a crust left in the old woman's cupboard. There were big rabbits and little rabbits, lean ones and fat ones, comical little youngsters who played pranks upon their elders, and staid, serious old ones who never laughed or smiled the livelong day, boy rabbits and girl rabbits, mother rabbits and father rabbits, and goodness knows how many aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, cousins, second cousins and distant relatives-in-law. They all lived under one big roof in the backyard of the good old woman who kept them, and they had such jolly times together that it seemed a shame to separate them. But once every day the old woman chose several of her pets, and carried them away in a basket to a certain street corner of the city where she offered them for sale. She was dreadfully poor, and often when she returned home at night, counting her money, she would murmur, "It's a cabbage for them or a loaf of bread for myself. I can't get both." She didn't always get the loaf of bread, but the rabbits always had their cabbage. They were all pink-eyed, white rabbits, and people were willing to pay good prices for them. But the whitest and pinkest-eyed of them all was Bumper, a tiny rabbit when he was born, and not very big when the old woman took him away on his first trip to the street corner. Bumper had never seen so many people before, and he was a little shy and frightened at first, but Jimsy and Wheedles, his brothers, laughed at his fears, and told him not to mind. After that he plucked up courage, and when a little girl suddenly ran out of the crowd and picked him up in her arms, he tried not to be afraid. "Oh, you sweet little thing!" the girl exclaimed, pinching his ears softly. "Where did you come from, and where did you get those pink eyes and those long, fluffy ears?" Then the girl kissed Bumper and rubbed his nose against her soft, fresh young cheek, but when the old lady approached, all smiles, and said, "Want him, dear?" she put him down in the basket again. "Want him? Of course, I want him," she replied a little scornfully. "But I can't buy him today. I spent all my birthday money on candies and cakes. Take him now before I steal him and run away." She was a pretty girl, with red hair, a dimple in her chin, and one big freckle on the end of her nose, but her eyes were blue, and they made Bumper think of the sky which he could see through a hole in the roof of his house. I suppose it was because he had pink eyes that he thought blue was so becoming to little girls. That night when he got home, Bumper was bursting with excitement. The day's experience was enough to cause this, but the words of the little girl who had spent all of her birthday money for candies and cakes were fresh in his mind. The first thing he did when he got in his box was to pester his mother with so many questions that she had hard work answering them. "A little girl asked me where I came from, Mother, and I couldn't answer her. Where did I come from?" "Why, dear, from a snowball, of course. How else could you be so white?" "And have I pink eyes?" That was the little girl's second question. "What color did you think they were?" asked Bumper's mother, smiling. "Look at the eyes of your brothers and sisters." Bumper looked in Jimsy's and Wheedle's eyes, and saw they were pink, but he was still doubtful. "But mine," he added, "are you sure they're pink? They might be green or yellow." Mother Rabbit laughed and hopped over to a basin of water which the good old woman kept filled for her pets. "Look in that," she said, "and then tell me what you see." Trembling with excitement, Bumper plunged both front paws in the basin, and the water rippled in little waves so that he could see nothing. He was terribly disappointed at first, for the water was a little dirty, and he was afraid the black specks floating in it might be the reflection of his eyes. Then the water cleared as the dirt settled at the bottom, and straight up from the depths there glowed two tiny pink spots. Bumper watched them in silence until his mother asked, "What do you see, dear?" "Two pink stars," he murmured. Mother Rabbit, like all fond mothers, smiled and leaned over to kiss the wet nose of her little one. Jimsy and Wheedles and all the other rabbits were anxious to see the two pink stars in the water, and they crowded around the basin to get a look. They held their breath in amazement, for wonder of wonders. Instead of two, there were a dozen tiny pink stars. They twinkled and flashed, and when they bobbed their heads up the stars faded away or disappeared entirely. Mother Rabbit, who was very fond of her little ones, smiled proudly, and said, "All my children have pink eyes." "But don't all rabbits have pink eyes?" asked Bumper, whose little brain was still bursting with questions. "No, dear, they do not, only those rabbits that come from snowballs have pink eyes." "Oh!" exclaimed one and all, and particularly Bumper, who had started all this probing into the family history. Then the last question of the little girl popped up into his head, and without waiting to catch his breath, or to give his mother time to think up a suitable answer, he blurted it out. "Where did I get these long, fluffy ears, Mother?" The little girl said they were long and fluffy. Just to make sure he had not been deceived, he pulled them right down between his two front paws, and looked at them. They were, indeed, long, silky and fluffy, and as white as snow. Mother Rabbit shook her head slowly just as if she intended to scold, and then said in the softest, gentlest of voices, "I'm afraid that little girl has been putting vain ideas into your head, dear. You must be careful, and not let compliments about your eyes and ears spoil you. If you do, people won't like you." Bumper promised not to be spoiled by listening to what little girl said, and then eagerly repeated his question. "Why, that is simple enough," Mother Rabbit answered, having had time to think. "When you were only a little snowball, we had to hang you up to dry, and that pulled your ears out." That was an answer good enough for any rabbit, and Bumper should have been satisfied, but he had a very inquisitive mind. "But why didn't I melt when I was hung up to dry?" he asked quickly. "Snowballs melt in the sun, don't they?" "Yes, gravely, so they do, dear, if you leave them in the sun too long. But it was Mother's business to see that you didn't melt. It's like baking bread or cake. If you leave the dough in the oven too long, it burns up, and then it isn't either bread or cake. It's very hard to know just when it's done, and it's harder," sighing aloud, "for mothers to know just when a snowball is turning into a white rabbit, and when it's beginning to melt away into nothing. Now don't ask me any more questions tonight. It's bedtime, and little rabbits with pink eyes should be fast asleep." Which was true, but Bumper went to sleep dreaming of a million questions he would ask his mother in the morning. Story 2: Why Bumper Was Left at Home. Bumper woke up the next morning so hungry that he couldn't think of any of the million questions to ask until he'd finished eating his breakfast. Besides a cabbage, there were some carrots and beet tops the old woman had fished out of a grocer's backyard, and Bumper had to jump lively to get his share. Jimsy and Weedles were already on their second carrot when he opened his eyes. "You'll never catch up with me," said Jimsy, greedily. "I'm one carrot ahead of you."
"And I'm one and a half," mumbled Weedles, with his mouth full.
"I don't care. Sleep is better for you than so much eating. I had a longer nap, and such beautiful dreams. Oh, I do hope some of them will come true."
"Tell us about them," said Jimsy, forgetting to eat. "I never have dreams."
"Neither do I," complained Weedles.
"You must tell us about your dreams."
"As soon as I finish my breakfast I will," replied Bumper. "Yes, they were beautiful dreams. I thought I was in a big place filled with crisp lettuce and golden carrots, and a girl with red hair picked me up in her arms and carried me away."
Bumper stopped talking while his brothers looked in amazement at him. They had heard the day before his story of the red-haired girl who wanted to buy him, and they were interested. But while they stopped and waited for him to proceed, Bumper chewed away at his carrot until it was all gone. Then, picking up a second one, he said, "Now I'm up with you. I'm on my second carrot. Tomorrow morning I'll tell you the rest of the dream." Jimsy and Weedles were greatly surprised and angered at the trick Bumper had played upon them, and they immediately began eating their carrots again as fast as they could. They were in the midst of their breakfast when the old woman came in the backyard with her basket. All the rabbits set up a commotion then, for they knew she would choose some of them to take away and sell. There were two reasons why they all wanted to be chosen. One was they liked the change from their narrow quarters to the street corner and the sights of the city. Another was they all hoped someday to be sold and taken away to a big house where they would be petted and fed until their little stomachs would nearly burst open. They were a little crowded in their home, and new baby rabbits were coming all the time so that if some of them weren't sold they'd soon be walking all over each other.
"Now, which ones shall I take today?" the old woman mumbled, smiling upon all of them.
They all bobbed their heads and blinked their pink eyes, and Jimsy jumped over Bumper's back and hopped right into the woman's hands.
"Well, Jimsy," she said, "you seem very anxious to go, so I'll take you for one."
Weedles tried the same trick, but it didn't work the second time.
"No, Weedles, you've got a cold," she said, pushing him back. "People don't want to buy rabbits that have colds."
Bumper had no cold, and he decided to try his luck, but Topsy, a big rabbit, got in his way, and nearly bowled him over. Bumper squealed, and the old woman pushed Topsy away.
"No, you can't go for being so rough," she scolded.
"Poor little Bumper, did Topsy hurt you?"
Bumper was sure then that she intended to take him along with Jimsy, but no.
She put him down gently, and selected three others. Bumper's disappointment was so great that a tear came into one of his pink eyes. It was Mother who consoled him when the old woman had filled her basket and left the yard. "Never mind, dear, your time will come. You're younger than Jimsy." "But why should I always be left at home?" complained Bumper. "It's the place for little rabbits," was the reply. "There's no place so safe and comfortable." "But you always told us someday we'd find a better home, with plenty to eat, and nothing to do," whimpered Bumper, who felt quite cross. "Why did you tell us that?" Mother Rabbit looked quite perplexed for a moment. "I think, dear," she said finally, "you ask more questions than any child I ever had." Bumper's eyes shone with amusement. "I have a million more of them to ask, Mother. I dreamt of them last night." "Then," laughing at him, "find the answers to them in your dreams tonight." The next day Bumper had his turn, and then again the following day, but each time he returned home unsold. Jimsy was bought by a little boy, and triumphantly carried off, and Weedles was captured by a girl. Even Topsy, who was big and clumsy, found a purchaser, and disappeared from the backyard. On returning home the fourth time, Bumper was in a disappointed mood, and felt very unhappy. "Why is it, Mother," he asked, "that no one buys me? Am I so homely that no one wants me?" "What a question to ask, dear," smiled Mother Rabbit. Then, patting him on the head, she added, "Bend down your ears, and I'll whisper a secret in them." Bumper squatted down, and pulled both long ears toward his mother so he wouldn't miss a word. "It isn't good for little rabbits to hear what I'm going to tell you," she whispered. "It often makes them proud and vain, but I suppose you will know it someday." Mother Rabbit sighed, as if the secret was hard to tell, and not very pleasant to hear. Mothers are very queer sometimes, even rabbit mothers. "It's because you're so beautiful, dear," she whispered finally. "You're whiter than any of my children, and you have the softest fur, and the pinkest eyes. Now do you understand?" No, Bumper didn't understand a bit. He was more perplexed than ever. If he was handsomer than other white rabbits, then why didn't people buy him first? Why did they look at him, and return him to the basket, and say, "I guess I'll take the other one"? "It must be people don't know how pretty I am," he said finally. "What can I do to make them see?" Mother Rabbit laughed until her fat sides wobbled like a firma filled with playful kittens. "Dear, dear," she exclaimed, with tears in her eyes. "I thought you would understand. It's because the people don't have the money to give." "Why don't they?" he asked, a little peeved. "Don't they have all the money they want?" "No, dear, not all of them. Some are nearly as poor as we are, and they have to be careful of the pennies. That's why they don't buy you. The old woman asks too much for you." This didn't improve Bumper's temper any, but right away he thought of the little girl with the red hair. "Do you think she has plenty of money?" he asked. "She was beautifully dressed, and had a rose in her hair." "I don't know. Some people put all their money on their backs, and starve their stomachs. It may be this girl was that kind." Bumper was sure she was wrong, for the red-haired girl didn't look starved, but she didn't have any of her birthday money left, and she confessed she'd spend it all for cakes and candies. Bumper wondered if she'd had anything to eat since, or if she was saving up her money to buy him. That night he had another dream in which the red-haired girl appeared, but in the morning the old woman took him out of the box, and said, "It's your turn, Bumper. I must sell you today. I need the money badly." Story 3: Bumper is sold. Bumper was taken to the street corner with Fluffy, Dimples, and Pickles. It was a cloudy day, and the old woman limped as she walked along with her basket on her arm. Damp weather always brought out her rheumatism, and sometimes made her very cross. Dimples and Fluffy began playing they were on a ship in a storm, and when a drop of rain hit Pickles on the nose he squealed with delight, and joined them in the game. They scampered around so lively inside that the old woman stopped and opened the cover of the basket. "Stop that," she said quite angrily, "or I'll dump you all in the gutter." The threat was enough to send each to a corner of the basket, where they eyed each other and tried to think up some less boisterous game. It was beginning to rain steadily outside, and the water trickled through the top of the basket. Every time a drop hit one, he squealed, but no one dared to jump and run around. Now rabbits don't sell very well on rainy days, especially white rabbits. Their fur gets all wet and roughened up, and they look more like half-drowned rats than pretty, fluffy bunnies. Fluffy was taken out of the basket first, but nobody took any notice of her, and when she came back she was all wet and shivery. "Brrr,"
It's awfully wet outside, she said, shaking with the cold. I'm glad nobody bought me, for I'd rather be in here safe and warm than in somebody's arms.
Pickles's turn came next. He had an ingrowing toenail, which sometimes made him grouchy and sour, so he was dubbed Pickles. He looked and acted like his name now. He squealed when the old woman picked him up in her hand, and when a splash of rain landed on the back of his neck he kicked both hind legs and wriggled his body free and fell plump back into the basket. The old woman was very angry.
You, Pickles, she growled, you'll go to bed tonight without any supper.
Somebody passed just then, a lady with an umbrella over her head, and the woman with rabbits to sell turned to her in her most beguiling way.
Rabbits, lady. Nice, pretty rabbits for sale.
The lady stopped long enough to let her umbrella drip all over the basket, and then she asked, are they white rabbits? I don't want any other kind.
Yes, ma'am, pure white bunnies, with pink eyes, and long, fluffy ears, the dearest and cutest little things you ever saw. Let me show you. With that she made a grab in the basket. It was a blind man's bluff grab, for she couldn't see one of the rabbits huddling in the corners. Bumper was the nearest, and her hand closed over him.
That's the prettiest one I have, ma'am, she said. He's my pet, and I hate to sell him, but I need the money and you can have him.
It was raining pitchforks outside, or something like that, and, for a moment, Bumper couldn't see anything but the big drops of water splashing in his eyes. Then the lady held the umbrella over his head, and he looked up into her face. She was a sweet, womanly lady, but not exactly the kind of mistress Bumper had pictured belonging to.
He's a dear little thing, the lady said, taking him in her arms and rubbing his back. And so friendly.
Why, he's trying to cuddle up under my arm.
The fact was, Bumper was trying to get in her muff away from the dripping umbrella. He made a dive for the nearest open end, and squeezed all but his tail through.
How cute of him. I believe I must take him. How much is he?
Now Bumper's heart nearly stopped beating when he heard the lady ask this question, for had not his mother told him that he cost too much money for most people to buy? Did this lady have plenty of money, or did she put it all on her back and starve her stomach? She was beautifully dressed, and her cheeks were not very plump and fat, not a bit like those of the red-headed girl with a freckle on the end of her nose.
$2, ma'am, and he's cheap at that. You don't find rabbits like him once in a year.
Bumper's hopes took a sudden drop.
$2.
Why, Jimsy had been sold for $1, and Weedles for 75 cents, while Topsy, who was old and fat, brought only 50 cents.
My, $2 was an awful lot of money.
$2, repeated the lady, fumbling in her dress with one hand. Then, to Bumper's surprise and delight, she added, I think I'll take him. I want him for my nephew. Toby's hard to suit, but I think he'll be pleased with a rabbit. What did you say you called him?
Bumper, ma'am.
That's a queer name, but I like it.
It was because he was always bumping his nose when he was a tiny mite, the old woman explained, taking the $2 from the lady. His mother named him first, and then his brothers and sisters took it up, and, of course, I had to follow him. Rabbits don't like to be called.